Yavamis Pragvav Mishnah Dalit. Kohen Gadol Yisa Almana. Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. Bein Almana Min Erisin, Bein Almana Min Nesuin. Whether she's an Almana, even just from Erisin or Nesuin. V'lo Yisa Asa Bageris. Also, Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Bageris. Bageris is a girl that just started developing, like the first soul points out. She's 12 years old and has two sires, and 6 months have passed. But she's not completely developed. So the Torah says, V'u'isha b'suleha yikach. So b'suleha has to be where all the b'sulim were developed. And a girl that isn't fully developed, that's not called where she has all of her b'sulim yet. She's not a complete b'sula. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon machshirin b'bageres. However, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon machshir b'bageres. You don't need a complete b'sulim. However, the Rav points out the halach is not like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Lo yisas mukaseitz. A Kohen Gadol should not marry a girl that was injured and lost her psulim. It was an injury from a stick or whatever. Eris es almana, v'nismana lios Kohen Gadol. What happens if a regular Kohen was mekadesh an almana, and then he was anointed to be Kohen Gadol? Yichnos. Here he can complete the process and do nisuin, because since he was already mekadesher, it's not called that the Kohen Gadol is marrying an almana, because he sort of was already married to her anyway. He's Mekadesh Marta, even though she was an Almana. Uminohu HaMelech and Yanai HaMelech appointed him Leos Kohen Gadol, Uknosa. So then he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, and then after he was a Kohen Gadol, he was Machnes Marta as his wife. Tosfos points out that he was not a Chacham, he wasn't even fitting to be Kohen Gadol, and only through bribery, like the Gemara explains, because Marta bribed the king Yanai to appoint him as a Kohen Gadol. Shomeres Yavam shenafnal thnei Kohen Hedyot. What happens if a Shomeres Yavam falls in front of a Kohen Hedyot? So she's an Almana. A regular Kohen can marry an Almana. He just can't marry a Grusha. And then what happened? So he's a Shomeres Yavam. V'nisman Elios Kohen Gadol. And then he's appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. Afa bisha also b'maimer. So here the case is different, that even if he was Mekadesher beforehand, he did a Maimer. Hareza lo yichnois. But when it comes to Yibam, he cannot complete the Yibam. And as the Mishnah concludes, Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv Cholitz Lomiyabim. The Kohen Gadol where his brother died, he does Chalitza and not Yibam. So Taisantif just points out, why do we have to repeat this? We just said Hareza Lo Yichnos in the previous case. So the Teretz is, he brings Taisus, that it's teaching me that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do Chalitza, because Chalitza is not the most covetous thing. And one may think that it's not proper that she would spit by the Kohen Gadol. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that he does Chalitza in such a situation and not Yibam. Because in this case, the Kohen Gadol does not do Yibam, even though a Maimer happened beforehand.